On December 30, 1916, 29-year-old Emperor Karl of Austria was crowned King Karl IV of Hungary by the Archbishop of Budapest. The ceremony was an established religious ceremony of the Catholic Church, which had been used for generations in the kingdoms of Christendom. Part of the ceremony is illustrative of just what Catholicism could bring to all the nations of the world if men would understand that all power comes from God. Karl did understand that. Allow me to read a part of that ceremony and of the anointing with oil. The primate addressed to the king a long prayer, and I quote, "Since you, best of princes, are on this day about to receive the holy oil and royal insignia from our hands, which in this case represents those of Christ our Savior, it is good that we speak to you beforehand about the burden that is destined for you. Today you receive the title of king and take on yourself the responsibility of being king over the faithful people entrusted to you. Truly a glorious position among mortals, but full of danger, toil, and anguishing worry. But if you consider that all power comes from the Lord God, through whom kings reign and lawmakers decide the law, you also will give an account to God himself for the flock entrusted to you. During your time, you will preserve the fear of God and serve the Lord your God with all your soul and with a pure heart. You will preserve the Christian religion and the Catholic faith, which you have confessed since childhood, inviolate until death, and defend it to the best of your ability against all adversaries. You will show to the princes of the church and the other priests the reverence and respect due to them, and will not trample the freedom of the church. By rewarding the good and appropriately punishing the wicked, you will unshakably exercise justice for all, without which no society can long endure. You will protect the widows and orphans, the poor and the weak, against all oppression. Toward all who turn to you, you will, in accordance with your kingly dignity, show yourself to be benevolent, kind, and approachable. By your behavior, it will be obvious to all the world that you are king not for your own good and benefit, but for the good and for the benefit of all the people, and you will expect the reward for your good deeds not on earth, but in heaven. May he graciously grant this who lives and reigns God forever and ever." To this prayer, the king answers, "I, Karl, by God's will, future king of Hungary, confess and promise before God and his angels to establish law, justice, and peace for the benefit of the Church of God and the peoples subject to me, as I, in consultation with my loyal followers, find best and under the safeguard of due consideration for the mercy of God. Furthermore, I solemnly resolve to show to the princes of the church the honor to which they are entitled, and to preserve inviolate the rights and privileges granted to the church by emperors and kings. Finally, to show the abbots, counts, and my own vassals, according to the advice of my loyal followers, the respect to which they are entitled." At this point, the king places his hand on the Bible and says, "So help me God and his holy gospel." Of course, the ceremony went on and on, a ritual which has been described as a series of sacramentals, each accompanied by beautiful prayers, and King Karl took all this seriously. If we had Catholic leaders today throughout the world like those of King Karl, think of the happiness, the peace, the beauty that would be enjoyed by all. May God bring us sincere Catholic leaders. Karl of Austria and Hungary, pray for us.